And he was really getting in the spirit that day, as I remember. And he was going down the aisle, and he got the holy water, and he gave it a particularly vigorous swing. And the top flew off the holy water bottle. It struck the far wall, just missing one of the stained glass windows. His mouth fell open in shock, and he tipped the end of the water bottle over so that the person on the last seat in the pew got baptized again, if you will, born again of water in the Spirit. It was a moment to be cherished. So we had some good times. There were other things too, which were perhaps not as amusing, that I look back on and I find curious. But I don't know if you want to go into some other more scurrilous stories.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time in Peabody.
It had its moments, certainly. Yeah. I played Little League ball for the Owls. We won the league championship when I played for them. That was actually not they had a Little League and then a minor Little League. That was one of the minor Little Leagues too. So that was good. I was a very shy child for the most part.
Was all your family around here?
Let's see. Well, our family was, a nuclear family, much like... I did have my grandparents that lived on the... just a short ways up the street at their house. We lived on part of their farm. I had... my father's family was from Saugus. So we had, family in the area, certainly. Mm-hmm. We still had family in Lithuania. I remember one of my aunts at one point made a trip out to Lithuania and was part of Russia. Major undertaking. Took her 3 years to be able to do that. You had to get special permission from the Russian government.
Wow.
And so on and so forth.
Huh. Was your mother's family happy to be in America?
Yes. I think for the most part, yes. Mm-hmm. Things were hard in the old country. They used to send things back over there, and the immigration... postal authorities over there would open up and steal things from the stuff. They insisted, they got to the point where they would not allow you to send used clothing or anything. You had to send new things only, and then most of them would be stolen. Letters would be censored. I'm sorry, I don't mean to... getting back to the leather stuff. So I only lasted a short while. I forget what it was. I got a better job, and I left the stripping part. But it makes for good jokes, because I can now tell people later in life that I worked as a stripper for a while, and they totally misunderstand it. You know how people are. So then my other jobs... I worked after hours. As I said, I was a shipper for Shawmut. And then I worked as a checker for a while, which was the accounting end for A.C. Lawrence. I would be, just doing clerical computations, clerk, if you will, for people's production and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. That was, I think, when I was my senior year, I think, in high school, I worked there.
And you went on to college.
I went on to college, yes.
You didn't want to stay and work in leather?
My family always thought that going to college, and they were right, was the way to have a fairly good opportunity in life. And I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to Boston College. So back then, the cost of tuition, and when I first applied, was like $1,200 or $1,600 a semester. It's a lot more now.
Yes.
Ironically, they went up to $2,000 in a year or two, and the percentage increase was so outrageous that the students went on strike over the tuition increase. It just boggled the mind to pay $2,000 a year for college tuition. Of course, people didn't make as much money in those days.